Acts 2, verse 4 says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 4, verse 8, speaking about Peter. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. We know he spoke boldly there. Verse 31 in the same chapter, it says, When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Acts chapter 7, verse 55, we have a picture of Stephen. And it says, But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Then we have in Acts 13, verse 9, we have Saul. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. And of course he pronounced he pronounced a curse of darkness on the sorcerer. We want to look this morning at the effects of the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. And you know, the Holy Ghost is a gift given by God, but the Holy Ghost is God. God is known to us in three parts. This is part of what we're wanting to explore this week in the Daily Inspiration, is these mysteries of the eternal things, the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven that sometimes escape our notice because we just don't think about these eternal things. But you know, this same Holy Ghost today is able to work in us. This same Holy Ghost is available. God's desire is that each and every one of us be filled with the Holy Ghost, be speaking the word with boldness, be preaching and pronouncing the blessings of God, and also opening up the opportunity to enter into the kingdom of God to all those that we encounter. And so I guess I wanted to consider the Comforter here this morning as we think about that. In John 14, we find that he's sent by the Lord says, It is expedient for you that I go. For if I go, then my Father will send another, the Comforter. What, beloved, consider, what could be better than Jesus Christ dwelling with us upon this earth? Think about that question for a moment. Jesus Christ was here upon the earth, and he said, There's something better than if I'm here. And beloved, that something better is that he can live within our hearts. We know that is the Holy Spirit. And beloved, I believe that with all my heart that as we are willing to empty ourselves and willing to surrender and give ourselves up, that God will more and more and more fill us with the Holy Ghost. That filling is an unending process, because our surrender is an unending process. As we continue to yield our lives and to allow God to change us and conform us into the image of Christ, more and more the Holy Ghost is perfected within us. You know, it is as we are actually conformed to the image of Christ that then that perfection of the Holy Ghost is with us. Now, I want to notice here in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, it says, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Yes, indeed, beloved, there are miracles, there are gifts, there are healings, there are helps. These things are all true and real. We find them in Scripture. We needn't fear them. We needn't say they're fanatical or anything else. Yet, I want to look further on this week. We want to look at there are fake. There are imitations. There are we want to recognize that there is an enemy, and the enemy does try to imitate everything which God has made, which is good. He tries to make something of an imitation, and so we do need to have discernment. But beloved, let us not for a moment discount the work of the Holy Ghost. It was, and as I started there in the book of Acts, beloved, if you ever want to do a project, you look at the occurrences of the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts. The Holy Ghost was a very real part of the church in the first century, in the beginning days, in the early days. And would to God that the Holy Ghost would continue to have that same position among us, giving us, guiding us into all truth, giving us discernment to know right from wrong, and also to point us to Jesus Christ and to help us to point others to Christ as well. So I hope you're encouraged. If you'd like to leave a message for the Fountain of Life ministry, use mailbox 99, and there's a voicemail that you can leave for us. Thank you. God bless you.